There's one spot here in Gretchen that's so cute, I must play it for you. It's Liszt's musical portrayal of the famous scene in which Gretchen pulls the petals off the flower, saying, er liebs mich nicht. He loves me, he loves me not. Oh, we can't help but be reminded of Mel Brooks's producers the moment when, in response to this, we hear, yeah, baby, I liebs ya, now liebs me alone. Er liebs mich nicht. The third and last movement of the Faust Symphony is one of the cleverest movements of music Liszt ever wrote. Taking his cue from Goethe, who wrote of Mephistopheles, quote, he cannot create, he can only destroy, unquote, Liszt composed no new themes for this Mephistopheles movement. Instead, the themes from the first movement, the Faust movement, return, but distorted and ultimately destroyed, infected as they are by the evil that is Mephistopheles. After a mincing, almost cartoonish introduction, Mephisto's principal theme appears, itself a parody of Faust's own passion theme. The last of Faust's themes to fall to the unrelenting mocking of his devilness is the once magnificent heroic theme, now rendered into a dazzling but common dance. Eventually, Gretchen's theme returns as it was heard in the second movement. She is indeed immune from the evil parodies of Mephistopheles. A terrible musical struggle ensues as Faust, made aware of his folly by the appearance of Gretchen's theme, fights for his soul. Now, originally, the Faust Symphony ended quietly with Gretchen's music bearing Faust's soul upwards to heaven. 3 years after completing the symphony in 1857, Liszt went back and added a setting of Goethe's Chorus Mysticus, the mystical chorus, for tenor solo and male chorus as an epilogue. The poem is a paean to the eternal feminine, and like the choral finale to Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, which Liszt most certainly had in mind, Liszt's choral finale caps perfectly the implied action of the previous movements. The text of the poem goes as thus. All things transitory are but sent as a symbol. What could not be achieved here comes to pass. What no one could describe here is accomplished. Womanhood everlasting draws us upwards and on. Womanhood everlasting draws us upwards and on. The eternal feminine has rescued Faust and brought him to a place that otherwise he should have had no right to occupy. With the publication of the first batch of symphonic poems in 1856 and the completion of the Faust Symphony in 1857, through his conducting and teaching and the pamphlets and essays of his court, Berlioz and Wagner notwithstanding, Liszt had become the patriarch, the doyen, the godfather of the new music. When we return, the War of the Romantics. Thank you.